Sunday night, Var Halacha and Chodesh Halavos for Oral Vav El.
So, sometimes I don't know what to talk about in the Dvar Halacha, and I wait for a simim in Shemayim. So in the last 2 days, two shailos came down the pike to me, both of which I feel expressed misconceptions about a certain halacha. So I said, oh, that's what I'll say tonight. But I have to ask Rishus from Rav Chanan, because it's in Hilchos Basar B'chalf. So, Rishus. Okay? So, the first call was, and this is a, really, we can talk, someone said his kids went to Yeshiva Ketana, and they only wait 5.5 hours between Fleishos and Milchiks. And he doesn't know what to do, because he waits 6 hours. And then they tell him 5.5. The truth is, I couldn't believe it, because although for Ashkenazim 6 hours has the force of a minhag, not the force of strict halacha, but it's a very accepted minhag. And if you do a little research, the 5.5 has very little backing in halacha. It's like someone made it up, sort of. But since it's minhag, so if in case you want to know what I paskined, I said, what are you going to do? You can't fight the system. Your kid's in a mokom where the minhag is 5.5. And Ashkenazim it still is only minhag. Although I'm shocked that El Al should be frumer than a yeshiva katana, because El Al wouldn't dream of serving milchiks 5.5 hours after fleishiks. They'll get it over the head by the kanoim, but apparently yeshivas can get away with it. Well, at least according to what this person told me. But 5.5 has very little backing in halacha. 6 hours is 6 hours. Then today, I got another shaila. A camp was on an overnight, and the kids said that if you sleep the night, then even if you ate fleishers and it's not 6 hours yet, but you woke up in the morning, you don't have to wait 6 hours. That's mamash a myth, and has no that has nothing. That's like someone made that up somewhere. I don't even know if someone, maybe the kids made it up because they wanted breakfast. I don't know. You have to wait 6 hours. Rabbi Zayn, wait 6 hours. It's okay. It's good for the soul. Okay. And if you're Sfardi, then Me'ikra Hadin, you have to wait 6 hours. So there's no monkey business there at all. Okay. Chodesh Halavos Shaar HaPrishus. I'm nervous. Like Rav Chanan's looking at me. I got to weigh every word here. Okay. Shaar HaPrishus and Chodesh Halavos. We're in Perek Hamishi, and he said there's three areas in Precious. One is Ben Odom Lechaveiro, and two areas of Ben Odom Laatzmo, one in Cholvos Ha'evorim, and one in Cholvos Halavovos. And we talked about Ben Odom Lechaveiro, and he described the behavior of a Porush, and we said most of it has nothing to do with being a Porush, and it shows you that the concept of precious is self-control, which really we've been talking about from the beginning of the Shaar, and seichel over guf, seichel over emotion, seichel over chomer, over gashmius, and therefore most of the things he says in Ben Odom Lechaveiro is partially a question of self-control, and that is the sign of a parish. Now we're up to the areas of Ben Odom La'atzmo. And the first thing is in chitoin, well, in Eivorim, in things we do and things we don't do. Avol mashematem lono min aprishus basug hasheni, shehum yuchad lono b'chushenu ve'ivoreinu hachitzoniyim, things that what the Chodesh Halavos calls chodesh Eivorim, things that are seen on the outside, chitzoniyim. So he splits that up into two categories. Chodesh Halavos is like very mesudar. You push it if you learn Chodesh Halavos, you can become organized just from learning the Sefer, right? So he said there's three categories: Ben Odom Lechaveiro, Ben Odom La'atzmo and Eivorim, Ben Odom La'atzmo and Levavos. Now he's up to the second one, which is Ben Odom La'atzmo and Eivorim, and that splits into two, which is things that are Osur. How are you knowing precious and things that are Osur? Echad Osur Alein Vehem Shlosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamish Mitzvos Lo Sa'asei. V'Hasheni in your Chovas Eivorim are things that are mutter lanu, but v'hu kol mashehuter lanu misuge hatanugos hamutaros, things that are mutter to do. So how are you knowing precious and things that are mutter to do? V'kol chelik mehen, and each of these two things, which are two categories of the second category of the three categories is split into three categories. And we'll stop here.